Right, I'm with Dr. David Alvis once again. We're going to do another update here. The numbers are starting to come in showing Bob Inglis losing in early percentages to Trey Gowdy, his challenger. And an interesting situation for an incumbent in South Carolina. Any predictions on that with the numbers the way they are in Spartanburg County?
Well, they've already got 81 out of the 265 precincts reporting. And right now, Gowdy leads 44% to Inglis' 26%. That's a pretty substantial lead, I think, even at this point in the reporting of the reporting of the vote tallies. And it looks like this night will be a long night for Inglis. It's going to be very difficult to make up those kind of numbers.
Is there the possibility that he might not even get to a runoff?
If Gowdy starts edging towards as he starts to edge towards the 48, 49 mark, it looks like potentially by the end of the night there might not even be a runoff.
Wow.
So that would be actually a surprise. I would have probably expected at least a runoff in the election. But the numbers right now are not looking strong for Inglis.
Now, as far as that goes, in Greenville County, we talked about Spartanburg County numbers going, obviously, for Gowdy because he's from that area. But you would think that Inglis would have the geographic edge in the Greenville area. But with the Tea Party, as strong as it is in Greenville, and the heavy turnout we're hearing about from voting officials in Greenville County, is that an indication that maybe the Tea Party folks have shown up?
Yeah, the high turnout looks like it could be it would be more likely that if there's a high turnout, it's an anti-incumbent vote. So that's going to be one thing that's going to animate people to get to the polls. So if Greenville is showing high numbers in terms of its turnout, which is actually surprising for the state as a whole, because when you look at the number of absentee ballots, the prediction was that we would have low voter turnout throughout the state. So the fact that in District 4 you're having high voter turnout, especially in the Greenville district, looks like bad numbers for Inglis this evening.
And what do you think it is that the voters were upset with him about, if indeed it transpires to be the end for Bob Inglis?
Well, I think there's a long list of criticisms of Inglis from a conservative district like the Congressional District 4. First of all, Inglis was critical of a number of the elements of the Bush administration, including the Military Surveillance Act, he was also too particularly concerned about a number of the Bush programs dealing with terrorism, and also too that he's been demonstrated a certain willingness to work with Democrats on a number of issues, and so this it looks like it's merited him the ire of Republican voters in the in Congressional District 4.
All right. Thank you very much, David.
Thank
you. We'll be back with more analysis throughout the night.